The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Henry McCain's report from last night, where there was Oscar buzz with Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley from the red carpet at the launch of the film Hamnet. This is the story of William Shakespeare and his wife Agnes losing their son in the plague, which apparently inspired Hamnet.
Yes, that's exactly what happens in the movie. And yet, the biggest Irish premiere of the year, huge Oscar buzz with Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley around this film. And the movie is based on the book by Maggie O'Farrell, and it tries to give a voice and a presence to a boy overlooked by history. And here is the talent. Here is Jesse Buckley, who plays, as they say back in those days, back in interchangeable language, back in Tudor times, they pronounce it Agyes, or Anne Hathaway, as we know, and also Paul Mescal, who plays William Shakespeare, both nominated for Golden Globes.
Hi, hi, I'm Jesse Buckley.
I'm Paul Mescal.
How does it feel to be in a movie that's really captured the imagination of so many people and so much emotion? Bring us on that journey.
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, that's all you ever hope for, is to kind of touch people in the work that you make. And it doesn't often happen. You know, you always go in with the best intentions, and sometimes it doesn't, like, collide the way it has in this film. And it was just such an amazing thing to be part of. I love working with this man.
Lady.
I love working with Chloe Zhao and the amazing, like, creatives that she got around it. So
it's very special.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, this film. I will.
And you talk about that once-in-a-lifetime, and we can hear that haunting, beautiful soundtrack in the background. For you, both of you, finding that chemistry and getting to that grief, getting to such an emotional place and bringing that to such an audience, how difficult was that?
I mean, the connection between the two of us wasn't difficult.
No.
From the moment, we knew each other a little bit, but we really got to know each other in this. And from the get-go, there was just such care, trust, and an unknown possibility that led us to go wherever we needed to go in this film. And I guess the grief starts from a very, like, powerful, epic, intense love.
Yeah.
And to love anything is brave, because you might lose it at some point. So.
And that buzz, there's such a buzz around this film, perhaps because of you. And I suppose, you know, this is obviously such an English story, but with two Irish leads, how does that feel?
It's a wonderful privilege, it's a wonderful privilege to get to play these two people. They happen to be, one of them happens to be one of the most famous British writers of all time, and it's about their family. So I did feel a certain pressure, because there's a reverence to do with this work, but I'd be lying if I didn't say that I felt a, like, fundamental excitement at kind of us kind of being outside of that bubble, or growing up outside of that culture that is, like, so reverent towards him, and getting to step in and having the deepest respect for him, but also kind of wanting to make it dirty under the fingernails. And I think we were able to do that.
There's a lot of dirt under
the fingernails. Yeah, there's a lot of dirt under the fingernails.
A wild feeling, you know, witchy, or, you know, foresty.
Yeah, it's very much grounded in nature and in the heart. And I think we assume that Shakespeare lived in his head, but I think that family is very much rooted into the ground and rooted into their feelings and their heart.
Why should people go and see Hamnet?
Because I think it's a really brilliant film, and I think we're, as a group of artists, very collectively proud of this. And
I think it's also a story about the need for art to hold the parts of ourselves that we can't hold on our own, and why we go to the theatre, why we need plays like Hamlet, why we need films like Hamnet to kind of, you know, help these stories to hold things that might be too painful, or to help us realise something we didn't need to.
Well, it's storytelling at its best. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good one.
So there you go, Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley on the red carpet for Hamnet. This, of course, desperately difficult story to tell, because it's the story of the loss of a child.
Oh, absolutely, very much so. And this case, Shakespeare's only son. Here is Maggie O'Farrell, the author of the book and screenwriter. Maggie O'Farrell, how does it feel to be here in Ireland, in Dublin, for the premiere of Hamlet?
It's absolutely thrilling. It's a very, very windy, stormy night, and people are going to be feeling very similar emotions very shortly when they see the film, I think.
And you talk about those similar, you know, emotions, and the fact that this film is just so earthy and so wild, and also there's a lot of grief in it. What can audiences expect?
Well, I think it's not really a spoiler to say that Hamlet does die, but so we get halfway through the film, but then I think what audiences can look forward to towards the end is a huge catharsis and to see what happens and where art comes from and why we need it.
I read that when you were writing this book, and obviously now the screenplay, that you would go into your shed, and you had an old shed, and that you used to come in at dinner time and tell your kids stories about, you know, Shakespearean times and the size of the sheep. How small were the sheep?
The sheep were half the size of sheep today in Tudor times. I really want a Tudor sheep. Everyone want one, just a little tiny sheep? But my children limited me to only one Tudor fact per day. I was only allowed to tell them one thing, because otherwise I would have talked about it endlessly.
Like, there's so much emotional heft, there's so much emotion. For you, can you understand the buzz around this movie? I mean, there's a huge buzz. How exciting or daunting is that?
Well, I think the main reason is the two stars are just absolutely incredible. Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley just knock it out of the park. I mean, Jesse is Agnes, and Paul is an amazing Shakespeare. So I think, rightly, they're hopefully getting the recognition they deserve for it.
There you go, Maggie O'Farrell speaking to our own Henry McKean. Henry, thank you so much for that. Henry at the premiere of Hamlet, hotly tipped for Oscars, and it's going to be opening January 9th everywhere.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.